We need to order not an unruly pile, so please join us for prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call.
Commissioner Wieskamp?
Here.
Commissioner Johnson?
Here.
Commissioner Miley? Commissioner Haggerty? Commissioner Marchand? Commissioner Thorne?
Here.
Commissioner Splendorio?
Here.
Commissioner Von Heder-Leopold?
Here.
Commissioner Chan? Commissioner Halbert? Commissioner Pico?
Okay. This is the opportunity for anyone who has a comment in the public on anything that is not on the agenda. If I don't have anything in front of me, is there anybody who wishes to speak on some other issue? If not, then I will go to a approval and correction of minutes. We have the minutes, and you will see some changes. Did everybody have a chance to look at those?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sorry. November 7th and November 10th.
You didn't have any changes.
Oh, I didn't have any changes.
No.
Okay. Move on to hear a motion for both.
So, move approval. Second.
Okay. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes. Thank you. The main item for discussion is the Alameda County Water District Annexation Number 109, Sabercat Road, Osgood Road, and Durham Road.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. This item today is a petition application by the property owners to annex approximately 116 acres in Fremont to the Alameda County Water District. The property is generally located in the central area of Fremont on its eastern side, and I believe that's somewhat of a change from what I wrote in the staff report where I said it was on the southwestern side, which it's not. It's more central Fremont to the east. It's right near where the 680 Interstate 680 bends sort of eastward. The area is within the district's sphere of influence, and it includes approximately 60 acres of highway system right-of-way, which is used for Interstate 680. As stated in the staff report, the purpose of the proposed annexation is to provide water services to proposed development and to eliminate an island of unserved territory that's totally surrounded by the Alameda County Water District, including that highway property. One of the subject parcels is known as Tract 7816, and that's on Sabercat Road in Fremont, and it has a tentative map approved for development that consists of commercial and residential uses. And that tentative map is set to expire December 4th, 2016. The proposed residential development includes 158 condos. There's one other parcel that's zoned light industrial that has development potential, but currently there is no specific development plans for that parcel, as far as I know. While the proposal does not have 100% landowner consent to the annexation, Government Code 56663 allows the Commission to waive the protest hearing if certain criteria are met, and as I indicated in the staff report, this proposal does meet those criteria. And as of today, there's been no written opposition to the Commission waiving the protest hearing. So with that, the staff recommendation is that the Commission take the following action. Conclude that that LAFCO has reviewed and considered the information contained in the environmental documentation prepared and certified by the City of Fremont and finds it adequate and complete for LAFCO review purposes, and that no new effects will occur as a result of this annexation. Approve the annexation known as Alameda County Water District Annexation Number 109 into the district, subject to the terms and conditions that were stated in Option 1 in the staff report, and find that the subject annexation proposal meets the provisions of Government Code Section 56663 and waive the protest proceedings. And then finally, to approve and authorize the execution of the certified resolution of annexation and the waiver of protest proceedings. I do want to call to your attention that I believe there is a revised resolution that I left for, that Sandy left for each of you. And the only revision is at the top of page 2 to add a statement that no new effects will occur as a result of the annexation, which I had left off of the initial draft that I sent you. And that information was in the staff report. I just had not put on the resolution. So with that, I believe there's district staff here and probably property owner representatives. So if there's any questions, there are folks here to answer them as a mark. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Any questions? Anyone?
I'll move option one.
Second.
Okay. If there is anyone in the audience who feels the desire to speak on this issue? Seeing none. All right. I'll call the question then. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? It's a nice thing. Meaning I never operated. Good for us. Okay. Is there anything further from any member?
No.
Okay. There's an informational item, the report back on the Little Hoover Commission. Would you like to add anything to that, Mona?
No, but I'm happy to answer any questions.
Did you go to the meeting?
I did. I attended the meeting, and I think I may have mentioned this in the staff report, but I do believe there will be follow-up that Calasco will be involved with. So Commissioner Splendorio is on the legislative committee, as am I, and we'll be hearing some updates from Pamela Miller, who's the CalAFCO executive officer, executive director, and she is working with other stakeholders to address some concerns about healthcare districts that the Little Hoover Commission has and what role AFCO can play in that.
Okay.
So we'll hear about that next Friday?
Yes, I believe we will.
Or maybe the following Friday.
Yes, one of those Fridays.
One of
those Fridays. Whatever. 9th, I think, is our legislative committee meeting.
No, that's board.
That's the board meeting.
16th is ledge.
16th, then there you go. Yes.
Whatever. I'm sure okay. We'll learn a lot. Right?
Yes.
Anyway, it sounded like it was interesting and worth your while, so thank you, Mom, for going.
Yes.
To that. And, I hope Eden gets involved in it, too, if they're not already. Anything further from anyone? With that,
oh, thank you.
9 minutes.
Oh, wow. Half time. We're going to have half time. And I'll introduce her at our regular meeting.
I can only tell you our regular meetings will not be quite sufficiently.
I'll make her make some remarks.
But it's a good way to start off.